Yeah, I'm wondering, since different stores have very different environments and aesthetics and products that they're selling, could you describe kind of what Tychus felt like, what they sold, what the environment was like, who they served?
Tychus Gettinger at the time, later to be called Tychus, was an older store, and I think it was not as upscale as Neiman's, but they still had a lot of upper-end clientele. The clothes were not necessarily couture, but they were upper-end designer. And
Ruthanne?
Maybe
my audio is cutting out.
No, I'm sorry. No, I was just trying to think about, what you had said and come
it's
up with.
It's kind of a big question sometimes. Yeah, I'm wondering, so I think Tychus was a department store. Do you remember what some of the different departments were?
Oh, my goodness, yes. One of the interesting things about Tychus, it was an older store, and at first when I started working there, they even had female elevator operators, and when you would go to different floors, they would call out what was available on that floor. And I love that part of it. Tychus Gettinger downtown had an older feel to it. Had big old wonderful wooden display cases on the first floor. The floor on the first floor was a wooden floor, and as you went up into the store into more upscale areas, then you saw carpet and a more refined look. They sold a lot of, they were a department store, so they sold everything, not only ready to wear, but they also had other things. There was a furniture floor. They even had some sporting goods. They had toys, a large children's department. One of the things that I always loved when I first went there as a younger person was their tea room, because it was designed as a old veranda, outside veranda, and had a large tree in there, and they had a runway where they had models continually walking around showing the merchandise, and I always thought that was a great place to go.
Yeah, that all sounds so romantic.
It was.